Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis Omer Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom. Omar Mar, we had a brayse before that said, when did we say that the person that's plucking the fruits from the field, where the Balabais told him to take fruits, is Ba'ama Oretz? When the Balabais is an Ama Oretz, so then you're Ma'asa Misofek, because maybe you're Ma'asa Demai, because maybe the Balabais took off. But if the Balabais is a chover Talmud Chochem, then oichel v'netzoch la'asi divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, then the person that's plucking the fruits can be take and eat without being ma'asir at all. You can assume that for sure the Balabais took off Trumas and Mises. He's a Talmud Chochem. Zog the Gemara, Hayam Oretz Kamalei Leman. Meaning, this Ama Oretz that Rebbe says that if the Balabais is an Ama Oretz, who is he talking to? The person that went to pluck, what was he himself? What's his status? Zog di Gemara, ilay mi dekom lam oretz chavrei. If we're talking about that the person that's plucking the fruits is himself an ama oretz, so on that the Brice is saying ma'asren d'mai, meaning that he takes off ma'isa misofek. After all, if he's an ama oretz, mitzayis, why would he listen to us to be ma'asren misofek? In his eyes, the person that sent him is an Ama Oretz, and he assumes that that's good to go. He doesn't have to be Ma'as anymore. Whatever the Ama Oretz did is good, so he's not going to be more than the Ama Oretz. Elo Zog Digamore, we're talking about Ba'ama Oretz, the Komalei L'chover. We're talking about that the Bala Te'ena, the owner of the field, he's an Ama Oretz that's telling the Chover, that he's telling the Chover to fill up the basket and eat Te'enim. And on this, we're saying to the Chover, we're talking to this Chover, and we're telling him to be Ma'aser Misofek, because the Ama Oretz is a suffix if he took off or not. Zog Gemara, if that's the case, Amos Sefer, it says in the end of the Braisa, that Nirin Devei Dvorai Midevei Abba, that Rebbe said that my words are more mistaver than Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's words, my father. Why? Because Mutav Shiyachshu Chaveram Litrim Shleiman Amukuf, it makes more sense that the Bala Bais, the Bala Asoda, took off, even if it's not in front of him, the produce, even if it's Shleiman Amukuf, Val Yachilu Le Ama Oretz Tvolin, in order to prevent the Ama Oretz from eating Tevel, the person that's plucking the fruit. Now, if we're talking about that the Ama Oretz is telling a Chover, so what do you mean, it's better that he should be Oiva and the Issa of Shlomo Namukov versus the Ama Oretz eating Tevel? He's not telling the Ama Oretz to take, he's telling a Talmud Chacham. Zog the Gemara, Ama Oretz, my boy Hossam, who's discussing an Ama Oretz? If we're talking about that an Ama Oretz Komalei L'Chover, so what do you mean, there's no Ama Oretz over here. We're talking about an Ama Oretz telling a chover. Zog di Gemara, Omar Avina, Reisha, meaning the first din, that your Ma'aser, B'Toris D'mai, is talking about Ama Oretz, Sh'omar L'chover. Over there, you can assume that maybe he didn't. So, Meli, your Ma'aser Misofek, that Talmud Chochem is Ma'aser Misofek. That meaning is Ma'aser, B'Toris D'mai. Masha Enkin, the Sefer, is talking about Bechove Shomel Ama Oretz, meaning a Chover is telling an Ama Oretz, fill up this basket from the produce in my field. So he's telling this to an Ama Oretz. Bechove Acher Shoymoy, and a different Talmud Chochem overhears this conversation where the owner of the field, the Chover, is telling the Ama Oretz to fill up the basket. Now, this Chover that overheard this conversation receives afterwards Paris from this Ama Oretz that plucked the fruit. Zog the Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Rebbe Sova, Rebbe holds, Oyse Chover, Oichel, Veinetzorich La'aser. This Talmud Chochem that overheard the conversation with the Talmud Chochem, the owner, told Ama Oretz to pluck, he now is receiving fruits from this Ama Oretz that plucked the fruits. He doesn't have to be Ma'aser. Why? Oichel, Veinetzorich La'aser. Because Zog the Rebbe, the Vadai, Isuri Ma'aser, Eul Chover, Kamayel Vei. Because the Talmud Chochem Rishon, the owner of the field, that told Ama Oretz to pluck, obviously he assumes that this Talmud Chochem was mafish correctly the fruits, the produce, even Shlomo Namukov, in order that Ama Oretz should not be nichshal with the Esav Achilas Tevel. And that's Rebbe Svara, that the Chover that receives that from Ama Oretz doesn't have to be ma'asre at all. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, amen, no. Lo yoichal, even this Chover that overheard the conversation, cannot eat achi aser until he takes off Teres Vadai, because the owner did not take off anything but the Shloimen Amukov. So you can assume he did nothing. But Omalei Rebbe, and Rebbe told him Shem Gamliel, no, I argue on you because Mutov Shiachshu Chaverim Litrim Shloimen Amukov. It makes more sense that the Chaverim did the Issa, this Issa Kal, of being Mafe Shloimen Amukov, while the Achilu Ame'oretz Tvolim, in order that there should not be cause that the Ame'oretz is going to eat Peres, that's Tevel, that's Nama Usra at all. Zog the Gemara by Mike Kamifki, what's the Yisrael Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel? Zog Gemara, Rebbe Sovar, Nichalei L'chover, De La'avet Hu Yisuri Klila. It's Nichalei, it's better for the Chover, the owner of the field, the Talmud Chochem, that it should be Oivane Issa Klila. Zog Rashi, Shaloi Min Amukov, meaning taking produce that's not in front of you, that being Ma'aser from produce not in front of you, is an Issa Klila, an Issa, a Shvacher Issa, a Leichter Issa, versus the Issa of eating tevel, which is a misa b'nei shamayim, mashe enkein shloim min amukov. It's not a deraisa. It's really machlokes v'shoinim. Rashi here says it's a klula shloim min amukov. Is mashma? It's only an issa drabonon. So the shloim min amukov is an issa klula versus truma. That's tevel is an issa deraisa. It's misa b'nei shamayim. That's how Rashi in Gittin Taka learns daf lamed. Rashi says that shloim min amukov an issa drabonon. Now, if you hold Shalom and Amukov is an Issa Deraisa, so then the Wataka would not be a heter to be over on an Issa Deraisa, because it's not anymore an Issa Klila. If you hold that it's an Issa Drabonon, so Rabonon is more kal, so you're over an Issa Drabonon, not for your Chava to be over an Issa Deraisa, for Amoritz. But if the Issa of Shalom and Amukov is an Issa Deraisa, so then there would not be a heter to be over an Issa Deraisa to prevent someone from Mochomedic Issa. That's the Mashmois if you hold that it's an Issa Drabonon. Lemaisa Toysin Gittin over there argues, as Ozuk the Mishamelech Behedya. It's only because it's an Issa Drabonon, that's why you can be over the Issa Kal, the Mishamelech and Trumas, Perigimel. Mashainkin, if it's an Issa Deraisa, then there won't be this heter. Toysin over there in Gittin clearly argues and he says, even if Shlomin Amukov is an Issa Deraisa, still it's not as Chomer as Tevel. And you would be oivan the issa of klila of even if it's the rice of shlomin amukov versus causing someone else to be oivan the issa chomer of tevel, which is misa b'nei shamayim. That's how the Chuvah of Rashi explains. Now the Biyuda has a Chuvah on this, and that would be the difference between the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What's called issa klila? Is issa klila the shlomin amukov the rabbonon, or even if it's the rice, it's still called an issa kal? So Zog the Gemara again, but my komifligi the Yisrael Machlekes is Rabbi Sovar Nichale Lechov de Lavad who is a Klila. I rather be over an Issa Kal of Shlomin Amukov below Lavad Amoretz Issu Rabo. Damoretz not be over an Issa Chomer of a Tevel. Mashainke, which is Mitzvah Shemaim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sovar, no. Nichale Lechov de Lavad Amoretz Issu Rabo. It's better for Amoretz to be over an Issa Rabo, meaning the is of Achilas Tevel, v'iu afili yisil klul ali avid, then I should not be over on even an Issa Kal, meaning Shloimen Amukov, because I will not be over even an Issa Kal. And that's really B'Shimon Gamliel Shitosa that we find, that he says that tein l'rosh v'yechta, if this person is going to be over an Issa Choma, so tein l'rosh v'yechta, and I'm not going to be over an Issa Kal to prevent him from an Issa Choma. That's how Reb David Parder, the Chasdi David, explains on the Tesefta in Mises, and he says the Vatnim Shem Gamliel is that the Amoritz knows that the Chover is not going to be Ma'aser Shloim in Amukov. So there's no Lifnei Iver on his part anymore because he knows that he's not Ma'aser Shloim in Amukov. So now the Chi of Mises is on the Amoritz that's plucking from the field. And if he doesn't want to be Ma'aser, so then we're not responsible for his Averis because that's Taker of Shem Gamliel Shita and Bavakama, Dav Samachtes, that we say Haliteu l'Rosh v'Yomus, so that would be l'Shitosoi in Reb Shimon Gamliel that he's doing it b'Rishusoi. He's not taking off Ma'aser, and Mele we're not responsible for that. Now, as you saw, the Ketos of here, Ketos says on the top, "V'loy la'avid amoritz yisur rabba v'hodem masik." So Rebbe Svara is, I'd rather be over on an Issa Klila in order that amoritz should not be over an Issa Chomer. So Zok Taisus, we learned in the Gemara on Shabbos, Vodem Asip Perakam of the Shabbos, by the famous sugi of Rediyas HaPas, Gabi Hitbik Pas Betanur. If someone places bread in a tanur and he's about to be oivan the Issa, the rice of Afir, the Einoim L'Ode Chatei, we don't tell someone else, be roided the pas, remove it in Issa the Rabbonon, Bishosh Yiske Chavecha, so someone else should not be oivan the Issa the Reiser. So just like over there, we don't say that be roy de pass in order to prevent someone from nisa deraisa. So why does Rebbe say that mutav to be oy ben nisa kal to prevent someone else from nisa choma? Zaktais is a teretz hocha shiny shu goyim loy lavar shu oyme loy lekoit v'savur sha'ay isran. Over here, the balabais is telling the person that's plucking the tainim from the field, go take the fruits, take the kilkala. So he's goyim him to be over the is of eating tevolim of peres dam usif. You got to tell him that he didn't take off ma'isa. So because it's his responsibility, so over here Rebbe says mutav lava amoret yisura mutav lava chave yisura kala val yaver amoret yisura rabba. Because over here I'm the cause, the direct cause of him doing it. The Ri in the middle of Tosfos says another teretz for Emiri sheyesh lechalik by hid the hid lefi sheposha shehid big somal chashecho. The reason by Radias Hapas we don't say that someone else should be roided a pass in order that someone else should not be oivan the esafia is because the person that placed the bread in the tanner was a pesheya. We're not responsible for someone who's a pesheya. Mashenkin over here is not a pesheya. Over here, the guy told him go pluck fruits. He had no inkling that a person didn't take off ma'isa. So Tosfos is two terutzim. In the first, Tosfos is saying that over here I'm the direct goyrim. I told him to go take it. Mashenkin or by Radias Hapas, I'm not the goyrim, so I'm not responsible. So over here, I taka mutav lava yisur klila that it shouldn't be over nisachomer. Tzveit Tosfos of Tosfos that over here by hidbik pas betanur the person was pesheya. By a pesheya, you're not mechuyev to prevent him. When the person was negligent. Mashenkin over here, he wasn't negligent. He just followed orders. The person told him to pluck. So mail over here, it would be din to be oven isa klila, to prevent him from being oven isa chomer. But by Radias Hapas, I didn't tell him to do it. So mail is pesheya himself. So mail, I'm not going to be roided the pass to prevent him from isa fiyah. The Ritva says the difference is that when chaveroi is going to be over the isa of Shabbos on Shoigig, meaning the Chiyav Chatos. So we don't say be roided the pask that she is a chaver that she not be oiv on the Issa Chatos, because after all he's a Shoigig, so you don't have to prevent him from being oiv on the Issa Shoigig of Chatos. Masha Ein Kein, over here you're being matzalim from what? From the Issa Choma of Tevel, which is Oynes Misa Be'e Shomayim. The Choymer Issa, the fact that it's more stringent, so Memela we take to say Chatei Kedei Shiske Chaveroi that it should not be oiv on the Issa Chomer. Be oiv on Issa Kal. Masha Ein Kein, that person should not be oiv on Issa Chomer. Masha Ein Kein, that's Dafka over here. So we say Rebbe be Choyta in order that he shouldn't be oiv on the Issa Tvolim. Masha Ein Kein by Radias Hapas, it's not an Issa Chomer. It's Shabbos B'Shoigig, okay? So you bring a Korban Chatos. It's not Mitzvah B'Shamayim. So we don't say, be ready to pass. That's how the Ritva over there in Shabbos answers. Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Dalet says another teretz that over there, the Issa was done already. The pass already in the oven. So Mele, you're not going to stop him and be even Issa Kal because he already did the Maisa. Mashiach over here, the Maisa wasn't done yet. He didn't eat the Tevel yet. So Meli, you're being over. It's better for you to be over Shleiman Amukov before he does the Maisa de Issa.
Zog the Mishnah. Nos na b'ilon lamala me'asorot fochim. The Erev has to be accessible on Shabbos to be koinish visa. It has to be in the same domain and the same Rishus that you are. If it's in a different Rishus, you can't take something from Rishus Ram to Rishus Yochid or vice versa. So it has to be in a mokum that you're able to be moitzi and take it. Nos the Ilan Amalam Asorot Tvachim, Lamalam Asorot Tvachim, since the Ilan is Reichav Dalad and Gvaya Yud. So it's Rishus Yochid, and you're on the bottom. In the Rishus Rabim, the trees in Rishus Rabim. So if Yeshoiv is on the bottom, so Eine Guvi Erev, Lamatam Asorot Tvachim. But if let's say the Erev is within 10 Tvachim, and below 10 Tvachim is not a Rishus Rabim, the Gemara is going to add, Rishayim is going to ask Rashi, the Lachoyitz a Kamalis, and you can't take from a Kamalis to Rishus Ramida. We'll see that, but a Koponim, the matam asal tochim, it's not a rishus yochid, so it's not in a different domain. Rishus yochid versus rishus rabim. So then eruv eruv, that's called accessible. Nosna bebor, if you place it in the pit, afilo omik mea ama eruv eruv. The Gemara is going to explain why a bor, even 100 amah deep, it's a valid eruv. Zok di Gemara. Yosef Reb Chiya bar Rabba Rabba Asi v'rova bar Nosna v'Yosef Rab Nachman Kabayi v'Yasef v'Kamri. Hi, Elon the Koy Hecha, where's the tree located? Elam the Koy Bishus Yochid. If the tree itself is in the Rishus Yochid, so Malim 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 Mato. If the Rishus Yochid is the Mato too, because it's in the Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid is the Oil Adler Kia, it's all the same Rishus. Rishus Yochid, Oil Adler Kia, so it's not in a different domain. The Elo must be talking about the trees where the Koy Bishus Rabbin. And where's your intent to be Shoivus? Where do you want to require the Yugan on Shabbos, the Mishkaven Lishmois Hecha. If the Ilan is in Shus Rabim, where do you want to acquire your abode? Ilam Nishkaven Lishmois Lamala, if you want to sit in the treehouse and be up in the tree. So then what's the problem? Huve Ruvim, Mokam Echad. If the Ilan, even if the Ilan Malam Asor is in Shus Yochid, but if you're planning to be there on Shabbos, so it's Huve Ruvim, Mokam Echad. Elo, what? Nishkaven Lishmois Lamato. Your intent is to be Shabbos Lamato below the tree and use the tree as a shade from the sun, but you want to be in the Shus Rabim. And the trees in the Shus Rabim, you want to be Shevis Lamato, so Mamela, you cannot, it's not accessible, because since the tree Lamala Masora is a different Shus of the Shus Yochid, and the tree is in the Shus Rabim, so you're in the Shus Rabim, and the Erev is in the Shus Yochid, so that's not a valid Erev. Mashenk Lamata Masora, it's not in the Shus Yochid, so it's not considered in the opposite Shus of the Shus Rabim, so Mamela, it will be called an Erev. Now, the obvious question you could have asked, and Rashi Bavon's this, you could have asked that Lamaisa, even Lamata Masora, Migimel Ad Yud, if it's Reichav Dalet, it's a Carmelist, and you can't take something from a Carmelist to a Shus Ram either. So why do we say Lamala Masora it's not good, but Lamata Masora it is? Lamaisa is not accessible because you can't take from a Carmelist to a Shus Rabim. So the Gemara's Teretz on the next Kasha is going to answer this Kasha too. Zok the Gemara, what do you mean that Lamala Masora it's not a good area, and Lamata Masora it is? Frek the Gemara, Vokomish Tamish Bi Ilon. Even if the Erev is Lamata Masora, and Lamata Masora, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. But Lamaisa, you can't, it's not accessible. You can't be Mishtamash B'Ilon. You can't climb the tree to go fetch and get the Erev. You're Mishtamash B'Ilon on Shabbos. Shemiyach Tach Zmoira. It's Mukta. So it's a Shavuos. So how could you invite the, you can't access the Erev either way, even Lamata Masora, why is it a good Erev? Zog the Gemara, Vokom Mishtamash B'Ilon. Enter the Gemara Lo'olam Dekoy B'Shus HaRabim. No, we're talking about that the person is in the Shus Rabim. When it's coming, Lishmois Lamato, you want to be Shoyvis Lamato in the Shus Rabim. Aye, it's not accessible. And for the Gemara of the Rebbe, he, the Omar called Dovah Shum Shum Shvus, Loi Gozol Abed HaShmoshes. Since being Mishtamash Bilon is only in Isra Rabon on the Shvus, a Shvus do not go to Ben HaShmoshes. And since the Kenyan Erev takes place Ben HaShmoshes, that's when you have to be Koine Shvisa before Shabbos. So since between Shkia and Seis is the Zman of Bikinyan Erev before Seis, so Mela, that's Gufa, the Zman of Legozru Ben HaShmoshes on the Shvus. So Mela, there's no problem to Mishtamash B'Ilon. Now, the truth is, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek of Dalet, says that there were Legozru only by Mokum Mitzvah. So what's that Negei over here? That's Stam. Yelani Dinala, Stam do old Rabbonon Ben HaShmoshes. Dafka by Mokum Mitzvah de Legozru Shvus. So the Teretz is very geshmak, because over here we're talking about an Erev. And Eima Arvin El Ladvar Mitzvah, we said everyone agrees Eima Arvin El Ladvar Mitzvah. So Mela Taka, we're Taka Nagoy, it's Mishum Shavuos, Ben HaShmoshes, because it's a Mitzvah. And Erev is Mishum Mitzvah, Eima Arvin El Ladvar Mitzvah. So Lagoza Shavuos, Ben HaShmoshes, what kind of Shavuos? A Shavuos the Mitzvah. The Rambam always says, if it's a Tchak Godl, then also we're not going on a Shavuos by Koponim, you need a Tchak Godl or a Mitzvah, like Erev Tchumitaka, and that Lagoza Ben HaShmoshes. So it comes out in the Gemara that Lamata Masora, it's Taka accessible. Aye, you're not allowed to be Mishtamash B'Ilon, but it's a Shvus, and Shvus that goes to Ben HaShmoshes. Lamala Masora, that's already your Rishus HaYochid. So Rishus Yochid, you can't take from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim if you show his Lamato. Fregen the Achroinim, Tveis Yisrael, others discuss this. Lamaisa, Lamala Masora, it's also accessible, Al Yidei Shvus. Amir Lakum is a Shvus. You can tell a Goy to bring it. So even a Malamasori, why do we say Ein Ruve Erev? L'chor, it's accessible, Al Yidei Shvus, L'gozo Ben HaShmoshes, and that's when the Erev has to be Chal Ben HaShmoshes. Al Yidei Shvus, you can take the Malamasori too, but through Amir Lakum. Zok the Tveres Yisrael and Yochanan Boyaz, and he says that being the fact that you need the Goy to take it for you, so a Mela, it's not considered biyodoi. An Erev has to be biyodoi. This is not called biyodoi. It's totally someone else. So it's not called that the Erev is accessible. It's biyodoi to access the Erev, because it's totally in someone else. The Nochi might not want to do it. So that's not called biyodoi. That's not Lamala Masora Ein Eruve Erev. And this Teretz of Shvus Legozim Ben HaShmoshes answers the Kasha that even Lamata Masora L'chore, not just Mishtamash Bilon, but Lamata Masora is a Carmelist. You're not allowed to take something from a Carmelist to a Shus HaRabim either. The fact that it's not Shus HaYochid, that
that's not the only way that it's osa. From a kamlis, it's also osa. So even a matamasara, it's not accessible because you don't take from a kamlis shvus yochid. The teretz is that's on isid rabbonon and kol dovish mishum shvus by a mokam mitzvah legozim benash moshes. So sai mishtamish beilon and sai from a kamlis to reshus rabim are all the rabbonons and that would be mutter because to be kind of shvisa, it's the legozim rabbonon benash moshes. So the shvus will be mutter benash moshes at the time you have to acquire the erev.
The Rashi says, "Niva maschil v'hamishtamish beilon kishokilei." When you remove the eruv, you're mishtamish beilon. V'amay eruv eruv afilu matam asora v'lo motzi shokilei. You can't remove it. You can't get it. It's not accessible. The shimush ilon shvusu being mishtamish in the ilon is a shvus.
So Rashi is learning the etzim shimush in the ilon is a shvus.
Now the Ritva says that the is mishtamish beilon is because you're nishan on the ilon. You're leaning on it. That's the ishtamshes. The Ran says that the mere fact that you're being noitel from an ilon, that's called mishtamish in an ilon. The Maisa, if you don't move mukta, there is no problem in mukta. But if you hear there's a gzera that you might come to be choytech zmoira, so you're not be mishtamish be ilon. So being nishan in the ilon, or taking something from the ilon, that's all nichlan on the gzera of shemiyach zmoira of is mishtamish be ilon. The Maisa, the Ramo clearly says in Shin Lamed Vav, they nalalu take something from an ilon, Because you'll come to be mishtamish b'ilon, and you come to be shoyend and lean on the ilon. That's in Allah, take something off an ilon. Continues Rashi, and he has the following question. After he says, shimush ilon is a shvus, k'netan elon mishum shvus lo'elon b'ilon. V'hu adin amotzi l'mifra, he could have asked, v'okom ma'is mikamlis shvus rabim. Even l'matam asora, forget about the fact that you're mishtamish b'ilon. It's a kamlis, you can't take from a kamlis shvus rabim. El kevon. The hoshvus, the hoshvus, chariminai nokat. So we asked one out of two questions. Either we could have asked that you're taking from a kamlis to shus rabim melamata masora, and we're asking that you mishtamish b'ilon, but it's chariminai nokat. Now the truth is, the teretz is takam beida. The teretz is that legozla shvus ben hashmoshes. It doesn't make a difference which shvus, not the shvus of mishtamish b'ilon, and not the shvus of from a kamlis to shus rabim. Toysa brings another teretz. Zok Toysa, so kamishtamish b'ilon. So he brings Rashi. Pirush Rashi du adin av motzi mifrach v'okamaisi mikamas shusu rabim. El chad mi beis parach inokit. He asked one out of two. U'marim afarish dav motzi l'shnui dekoi b'kamalis. The question of taking from a kamalis to shusu rabim, you could have answered that the tree is in a kamalis. So you're not taking from a kamalis to shusu rabim. Mashenken the question of mishtamish b'ilon, that remains a kasha even if it's in a kamalis, wherever it is. The Ritva says another teretz that if it's a kamalis, so then we could have answered that we're talking about that it's munach al tzideh ilon, like a dvela shmeino. It's sitting on the side of the ilon, so it's not considered in the karmelis. Now, in the etzim din of kol dovishim shum shvus legozel ben hashmoshes, the Magen Avraham has an arichas, and we shouldn't really discuss this. Do we say this on Motzei Shabbos too? Is this zunder din in erev Shabbos legozel shvus ben hashmoshes, or Ben Hashmoshes of Motzei Shabbos also legozel shvus with all the specifications, meaning mokum mitzvah and tchak, meaning do we say Motzei Shabbos the same din? The Ben Hashmoshes of Motzei Shabbos also legozel mishum shvus, or it's only on erev Shabbos? Zok di Gemara omelu Rav Nachman yasher meaning that enech nami. There's a very good teretz yasher koyach that we talk about the trees in the shus rabim, and he wants to be shoyvis lemato. I not be mishtamish beilon, but lamata basora. It's mishtamish beilon. There it is. Called over shemeshvus legoza ben hashmoshes. Zok di gemara v'cheno mashmuel, and Shmuel likewise said yasher. Zok di gemara omgulei pasriso bakule hai, meaning Shmuel and Rav Nachman that both said yasher. Is that how you understood the Mishnah? Zok di gemara inu nami horiko pasribu. What shver was that's how you learned the Mishnah? So why can't they learn the Mishnah the same way? That's pshat in the Mishnah. That it's considered huve rov mokam echod because legozel ben hashmoshes and it's not a problem of mishtamish b'ilon. Zok di gemara, elo hochi omgulei. This is what they said. Kavitu le b'gemara, where you kaveh this in the gemara to learn up the mishnah this way. Meaning, now that Shmuel and Rav Nachman both said yasher, is that you kaveh this b'gemara to learn up the mishnah. Omalu, so he said in. Zok the Mora Itma Nami, Om Rav Nachman Om Shmuel, Hocha B'ilon Oim B'Shus Rabim, Maskinu, we're talking about the Ilon B'Shus Rabim, Gavoy Yasor of Rochav Arba. It's Rochav Arba. Something that's between Gimel and Yud, and it's not Rochav Arba, it's a Mokum Tur. But Rochav Arba, so Mela Pachas Me Yud, is a is lamalam yud is a shus yochid, lamatam yud is a karmelus. Less than yud and not zorech adalat is a makam tur. So zogt the Gemara, we're talking about an ilam b'shus rabim gavoy asor v'orech adalat, that's a shus yochid. When it's karmelish b'slamata, you want to be shoyvis in a shus rabim. So mele ein uve erev when it's a malam asorah. When it's a matam asorah, then it's considered an erev v'schal tzuv v'guv b'makam echod. It's accessible. I mishtamash b'ilon legozer shus ben hashmoshes. Like the Gemara says, v'rebi the omer kol dovishim shem shvus legozer ben hashmoshes. Zok the Gemara omer rova loyshonel b'ilon oimid b'chutz liibur shalir. The ilon is out of the outskirts, the city limits, out of the 2,000 amas of the city limits, out of the 70 shivim b'ribur v'mashu, out of that area, that's where the ilon is. Aval ilon oimid b'tachibur shalir, but if the ilon is within the city boundaries. So now, if you're malam asora, even if it's malam asora, even if the ilon is in shus rabim, but it's in the city limits, then even a malam asora is eruv. It's a good eruv. It's accessible. The mosa command the mal yadamya. We look at the whole city like it's filled up, so it's considered huruv eruv makam echod. Now, obviously, command the mal doesn't mean that he's in a shus ayochid. He's not considered that he's a malam asora if he's standing on the street. And the ilan's in the street, and we don't say command amalia that you're up there in the tree, which is the malam asora, but it's command amalia that it's considered huve ruv makam echod. Because be'etzim the Gemara in Shabbos daf hey, the Gemara says clearly that we don't say that base command amalia only when it's makura. The bais is not makura, we don't say it. Here's not makura. So that's over there. You want to be machshav shus yochid. That's only by makura. Or maybe not. We don't want to say it's shus yochid. Let him at the trees and shus rabim. But it's huve ruve makam echod. If you say command amal yadomi. Zog the Gemara yochi. We'll stop over here. The bottom of the omer. The Gemara continues. Yochi chutz li bugu shli nami. Kevin domar rova anois in the ruve yesh a dalar ames. Every person that plays an air, he has dalar ames. His own dalar ames is like rishus yochid, and rishus yochid oil adokia, so it's always accessible. Even a malam asora, even chutzla ubur shalir, because I'm in rishus yochid, and rishus yochid oil adokia. We'll stop a bit about him at all minutes.